are back on the Campus Chronicle podcast with Ben.
We're back. It's been a little bit. It's been a little bit since we've been back on, but good to be talking with you guys. And let's get right into it. So the Iowa Hawkeyes. First, we will get into the women's basketball team. It did not go too well in California for them. They lost to USC. I don't know how. Jaden, did you watch that game at all?
Yeah, I watched both.
You watched all of it?
Yeah.
I watched, dude, that was so bad, bro. I was like,
that was disappointing.
It was. I expected them to lose to UCLA because, you know, it's UCLA, they're ranked number two in the country. They've had one loss all season, but like USC, I mean, come on. They didn't even have Juju Watkins and you still lost. Like, I kept saying that all game. I was like, come on, Iowa, you gotta win. They don't even have Juju Watkins and you're still losing. It's just, what do you think went wrong for them? I mean, they just couldn't make shots. I mean, I think that was...
Yeah.
They just
weren't on.
They weren't. I've been telling people, they have like a California curse. Like, ever since Iowa played against Stanford in the Rose Bowl, they've had like a California curse for some reason. Like, I don't know why. They just have a curse. They can't win. But, very disappointing about the Iowa women. And, They got destroyed yesterday against UCLA. Now, I was hoping that they were going to make it a little bit close. You know, UCLA is the number two team in the country, but I'm very disappointed how the Iowa women played against USC. But Journey Houston, she's a great player, man. She may not light up the box score, but she does the right things, right? She gets rebounds, she gets second chance points, and she's a great player. And I've been telling people, Journey Houston needs to be starting. And I think Addie Deal has been not good. I mean, coming off the bench.
After Taylor McCabe got hurt.
Maybe she's...
Isn't she in the starting lineup now?
Yeah, it's Fearbach, Stolke, Hayden, Chit-Chat, and Addie Deal.
I think Fearbach needs to get benched.
Yeah, I do too. I think it needs to be Stolke, Strumlo, Chit-Chat, Hayden, and Deal. That's what it needs to be, but... I don't know who they have. I think they have... I don't know who the Iowa women have next, but did not do well. 0-2 in the California trip. Did not get one win, but speaking of Iowa, the men's team got a great victory last night against...
Actually played himself.
Yep, Bennett Sturts showed why he's going to go to the NBA. And so, what were your overall thoughts of this game, Jaden? You know, I watched all of it as a diehard Iowa fan. I am, and
they dominated.
I wouldn't say they... Okay. It was close at first, but toward the end when Sertz went off, they dominated.
He dominated.
Yeah, and it was nice to see Brendan Housen getting in there. I mean, Housen hit a couple threes, and he hasn't played in a while, but it was nice to see Brendan Housen get in there and hitting a couple threes. And
did you see Ben McCollum's quote?
He lost like 20 pounds. And
he said, like, his recruiting process, he only wants people that have won.
I did see that. I mean, why wouldn't you want guys that have won? I mean, if you want guys that have won, then... You
mean that's to get in?
Yeah, exactly. And I like that. I like what he said about that. Is that, hey, you know, if you've won in high school, if you won at JUCO, I want you to come in here and I want you to win for us. And I like that strategy by McCollum. I think, you know, like we've said, McCollum is a great coach, and he played Housen a lot more, which was good. It was nice to see, you know, Brendan Housen coming in and hitting a couple shots and hitting some nice threes, because Iowa needed that. And I think we could say Iowa kind of broke the curse, you know, for the West Coast. And now what they'll probably do is, so they play Washington on Wednesday, they'll probably just stay there and then just, you know, take a fight to Seattle and then just go right in there. But great win by the Iowa men. And what's wrong with Tavion Banks? I don't know what's wrong. He just has not been playing well. But Isaiah Howard looked good. Alvaro Figueres, I think he's coming on. I think he's coming on at the right time. I think he's getting used to, you know, Division One play. You know, even though he's at Robert Morris, you know, he's still, you know, learning how to play. And Bennett Sturts, man, continues to play like an All-American. You know what's crazy? He scored his 2,000 point last night. 2,000 point. Congratulations to him, man. He's a great player. And people have doubted him his whole life. People have doubted him, and he's proven everybody wrong. And it's nice to see it, because...
Where'd you go to high school?
Liberty, Missouri. So Cam Manwow went to Staley, and my grandparents live like right by Staley High School. So like right when you drive into like where my grandparents live at, you can see Staley. And I think they faced off in high school, actually, Bennett Sturts versus Cam Manwow, because he went to Liberty. Liberty's like right... So like right when you first come into Kansas City, Liberty's like right here. Kansas City's like right here. So it was nice to see, you know, because most of McCollum's guys are Missouri guys because that's where he came from, you know, Northwest Missouri State. And, you know, Howard's from Missouri, Manuel, Bennett Sturts, Tavion Banks. So, yeah, it was nice to see Iowa get a victory against Oregon last night. And, yeah, so let's hopefully they can keep it going and beat Washington.
Did you see that Ava Hyden only had 0 points at half?
Yeah, and then she came on in the second half. But I think 20. She was kind of scared because of Lauren Heights being bigger than her. But
I think that's like she like loses confidence when someone else
is bigger than her. Yeah. Like,
but like she just has to play herself. Like she has to play her game.
No, exactly. She does.
Like, but you have to think you're the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, just go up with it.
Laura Betts is good, but I mean, I don't think she's fine. I mean, but but she came on in the second half though, which is good. Yeah. But I mean, we still lost by a lot, but I mean, they're the number two team in the country, right? I wasn't really expecting Iowa to win. I was expecting them to beat USC.
They have like 7 McDonald's All-Americans on their team. You know that?
That's crazy.
UCLA.
That's crazy. That's wild. And it feels like Kiki Rice has been in college forever.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then they have
like
Lauren Betts' sister on the team.
Yeah, Sienna Betts. Yeah.
I think she's better than her.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how the career stocks up for her, but I think she's my age. She was class of 2005, and
she's from like Alaska.
No, they're from Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah, but
who were they saying? Someone on the team's from Alaska.
Oh, Layla Hayes from Iowa. Yeah, she's from Alaska. But unfortunate for the Iowa women, but luckily for the men, last night we were able to see them get a victory. And so Jaden, it's rivalry week, buddy. It's rivalry week. It's rivalry week. Let's go, man. My Milwaukee Northwest Wolves travel across town, about 2 minutes away, to face off against the Milwaukee Warriors. And I'm thinking about going. I'm asking my mom if she wants to come with me to the game. But I will most likely be in attendance for that game, and hopefully to watch my Wolves come out with the victory. And Jaden, you got to watch this game on CSN. You gotta tune in and watch it because it's gonna be a great game. And did you see Northwest played against the number two team in Wisconsin?
Yeah,
you did.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they lost. They should have won. But I mean, when you have like 4 Division I players on your team, you lose to a Wisconsin team. But I mean, it's just like, I don't know. But I mean, will you be tuning in to watch my Wolves against Waukee?
Potentially.
Yeah, you gotta tune in, man. I mean, it's the best rivalry in the state, and you gotta tune in. You know, all those Wolves and Warriors fans out there, it's gonna be a great rap matchup. And I will personally be in attendance for that game. Can't wait to see how the game turns out. Hopefully that my Wolves come out with the victory, and that we can have bragging rights against them, right? Because we won last game 80-58. That was in December. But things can change now from December to February. A lot of things can change, actually. So Northwest can come in here and handle business. I think Northwest is the better team, and I think Northwest will win. And so, yeah, man, it's that's good timing, and it's Super Bowl week. It's Super Bowl week, Jaden. Can't believe it's already Super Bowl already. I remember when we were at week one, and now we're already here at the Super Bowl. And I know who you want to win. We both agree. We both think Seahawks will win, and I do think the Seahawks are the better team in this game.
I hope they win.
I do. I think they'll win. I just think that I don't think that Drake May has seen a defense. He saw the Broncos defense, but you got to realize that was in freezing cold. Right, this is going to be in a lot better weather. And
did you see though? They said he went against the number one, number two, and number five defense. He's the only one to go against three top five defenses.
Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Texans. Texans was number two.
Damn, they have number two deep.
And then Chargers were number five.
They were number five? Okay, dang. Okay. How did he do? Did he win all of them? Well,
like that's his path to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Like those are but the teams weren't good.
Yeah.
Like the offenses weren't good.
Well, you got to realize though, the Broncos are playing in freezing snow. So like, you know, if the Broncos were to play in normal weather, I do think the Broncos would have won that game. And
like, your defense can be top tier, but like the offense just was terrible. So like all Drake May has to do is play above average.
I think the Seahawks will win because you know, they're close in California, right? You know, Washington is about like, I don't know, but it's real close to California. And Sam Darnold returning, he's not only returning home, but he's from California. He's from the state of California. He played at USC. You know what's crazy? He's the first ever USC quarterback to start in the Super Bowl. That's pretty cool. You know, and I want to see him do well just because of, you know, how bad he was with the Jets. And you got to realize it's the Jets, right? They ruined him, right? And then he goes to the Panthers, learns behind Baker Mayfield, learns with Matt Rhule. And then he goes to the Niners and learns behind one of the best coaches in the league. And Shanahan, and there's behind Brock Purdy, who you can have your thoughts on him, is a system quarterback, and goes to the Vikings and balls out. And I've been telling people this. Why would you get rid of Sam Darnold? Like, he led you to 14 wins. He led you to the playoffs. Why would you get rid of him? It makes no sense to me. And look how he's doing now. He's doing well because of why. I mean, the Seahawks have great weapons around him. He has JSN. He has Zach Charbonnet. He's hurt, but Kenneth Walker.
And they traded for Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, they have Shaheed, who was a great pickup for him. And so, yeah.
And they got Cooper Kupp, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's kind of washed, but like.
Yeah, season in 2021 where nobody could stop him.
He had like the greatest wide receiver season.
And then he just fell off. Yeah. The Stafford. I think part of the reason is because of Puka got drafted, right? And like, you know, Puka was his number one option. But but how much do you think the Seahawks will win, man? I'm going to say they're going to win by 10. I think the Seahawks will take care of business. I think it'll be six. Six?
Yeah, by six.
I think it'll be close, but I think the Seahawks will win. And the Patriots won enough Super Bowls. They've won six Super Bowls, right? Let the Seahawks have their win, right? Let the Seahawks have their win. And speaking of...
What was the score when they first played? Like back when they threw the interception.
I still can't believe that. That was... I think it was 27-24 Patriots, and it would have been 30-27 Patriots if Brian Schottenheimer decided to hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch instead of throwing it at the 1 yard line. Speaking of the Seahawks, their offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak has agreed to become the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good move.
I do too. I think it's a great, you know, pairing him with Fernando Mendoza, and you know, all the hopefully that they and him and Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers and, you know, all those good guys. So I think that it's a good move. And I'm always going to see how he can develop Fernando Mendoza and how he can, you know, help him. And we got a lot of coaching hires to get to on here. The Cardinals hired Mike LaFleur. The name sounds familiar. He is the younger brother of Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. I think it's an okay hire. I mean, it's
decent.
I mean,
you said the Falcons?
No, he's going to the Falcons. Have Stefanski. He's going to the Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
And you know what's crazy enough? The Cardinals are the Packers hired former Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon on their staff, and now the Rams are hiring Matt LaFleur's brother. So it's kind of, I mean, it's not a flashy hire. It's okay. I mean, it was interesting to see how he does with Kyler Murray and Trey McBride and all those guys, and Marvin Harrison Jr. So, I mean, it's not. I mean, you got to realize Stafford kind of carried him, right? I mean, when you have Matthew Stafford and you have Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, like, it's not that hard to, you know, be a good offensive coordinator when you have all those weapons around you. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying he wasn't a good offensive coordinator, but I just don't think that he was, you know, as elite as people thought. But, And then I'm trying to think of some other coaching hires that we forgot. Jeff Hathaway went to the Miami Dolphins. That's a solid move. I mean, it's not. You remember the last time what happens when the Dolphins went with the defensive-minded head coach, Brian Flores? He wasn't a bad coach. I just think that all the racial stuff kind of got to him. But who else am I missing here? We got Clint Kubiak.
Todd Monken went to the Browns.
See, that's.
And then he's going to push the defensive coordinator out.
Who
was the defensive coordinator?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I forget his name, but go ahead.
He said that since he wasn't considered for the head, like he was the finalist, but like since he didn't get the job or like he wasn't considered, he's going to leave now. He doesn't want to be there.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him one bit. I mean,
I think he had every right to be the head coach.
Yeah, I do too. And Jesse Minter, former what was he at? The Chargers defensive coordinator, is going to the Ravens. And you know who the Ravens hired as offensive coordinator? Declan Doyle from the Bears. Now, let me tell you why this is a good move. First of all, I think this is a good move because Declan Doyle will have a chance to call plays, right? For the Bears last year, Ben called plays. Ben called plays, and Declan didn't really... I'm not going to say he really didn't do anything, but he helped. But this Declan will get an opportunity to call plays now. And Jesse Minter is a defensive guy. He'll call the defensive plays. Declan will call the offensive plays. I think it's a great move. I think hopefully that Ben gets somebody in there that he trusts to be his offensive coordinator. And now the Bears have to fill two spots, running back coach and offensive coordinator. And I think it's a great move. You know, as a Bears fan, we'll get into another Bears move here in a minute. As a Bears fan, you know, I want to see Declan do well. And, you know, his dad actually was a strength coach at Iowa, Chris Doyle, and his younger brother actually played at Iowa, Dylan Doyle, and then he transferred to Baylor. You know, I'm happy for him, right? Anytime that a former Iowa guy can get a job like that and get an opportunity to call plays, which he's never done before. And I've been telling people Declan Doyle could be the next Ben Johnson. I mean, I firmly do believe that, and I think the Ravens got a steal. And speaking of the Bears, the Atlanta Falcons hired former Bears assistant GM Ian Cunningham to be their new GM. You know, it sucks, right? You know, you don't want to see any of your staffers go, and he's been there right with Poles, right? Right when Poles got hired in 2022, Ian Cunningham was right there with him, and you know, I'm happy for him, right? Anytime that, you know, one of your guys like that can get a job, and it was well deserved, right? You know, Ian Cunningham has done a great job for the Bears, you know, scouting and helping Poles make picks, and I'm sad to see him go, but it was time, and he's well deserving of it, because, you know, he interviewed for GM jobs last year and he didn't get it. He ended up coming back to the Bears this year, and so yeah, you know, it sucks to see him go, but at the end of the day, you got to be happy for him, because Ian Cunningham was an instrumental part in the Bears' success and helping get Ben to be our coach. And so yeah, I hope he does well with the Falcons. I think that the Falcons will. So let's grade these hires here for a little bit. So first off, how would you grade the Clint Kubiak hire?
Where'd he go?
Raiders. I'd say like a B. Plus. Yeah, I mean, he's an offensive-minded, right? And they're going to draft Mendoza.
And they got Genty.
They got Genty. They got Mendoza. They got Brock Bowers. Max Crosby does not want to play for that team, and I do not blame him one bit. I do not blame him at all. I think it's an okay hire. I mean, it's not like a flashy hire, but it's, you know, I think he's going to help the team. You know, kind of like Ben Johnson helped the Bears. I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, it's still the Raiders, right? And, you know, you have Tom Brady owning it as the owner of the team. But I think it's okay. Mike McCarthy going to the Steelers, I do not think is a good move.
C minus.
Yeah. I mean, the Steelers pretty much went from 9-8 to 8-9. I mean, that's what they did. I mean, Mike McCarthy wasn't bad with the Cowboys. It's just he kind of was just like, it's not his fault for Dak getting hurt, right? I mean, it really wasn't. At the end of the day, it's the players that are ones that are playing. They're the ones that are executing. They're the ones that are, you know, they're the ones that are kicking field goals. They're the ones that are scoring touchdowns. And at the end of the day, you can't really blame a coach for that. I mean, it's,
I just feel like he really didn't do anything when he was there. Like, he just held his play sheet out.
Yeah. Hey, guys, here's the play. Dak, here's. But, yeah, you know what I think the best hire is? John Harbaugh going to the Giants. Yeah. I think that's exactly what Jackson Dart needs. You know, Daboll was an offensive-minded coach, but like I've told you, I think Daboll is meant to be an offensive coordinator. You know, there are guys in the NFL that are just meant to be an offensive coordinator, and that's okay. Josh McDaniels, Jonathan Gannon, Brian Daboll. I think those are guys that are all meant to be offensive coordinators, and that's okay. You know, some people in the NFL just aren't meant to be head coaches, and that's perfectly fine. And so, yeah, Mike LaFleur going to the Cardinals. I'm going to say a C.
Like a B minus.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, we'll see how he can. I mean, he doesn't have Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have Devontae. He doesn't have Puka. He doesn't have Kyron Williams. You know, and interesting to see. You know, interesting to see when Mike LaFleur faces off against his brother, Matt LaFleur. I'm trying to think of how many brother coaching duos we have. We have the Harbaughs. We have the LaFleurs. Who else do we have? Oh, man. I can't. I think those are the only two, actually. Harbaughs, LaFleurs. There was the Ryans with Rex and Buddy Ryan. I don't know if there's any. I'll look it up here. Brother coaching. Let's look it up here. Coaching duos in NFL.
Adam Schefter just announced that there's going to be a game in Paris.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Okay, so John and Jim Harbaugh, obviously. Matt and Mike LaFleur. I think those are the only ones right now that are in the league. But Kevin Stefanski going to the Falcons. What would you grade that?
A D.
A D. Damn.
D plus.
D? I'd say like a C minus. I mean, at the end of the day, it wasn't really Stefanski's fault in Cleveland. It's just he kind of had bad people around him. And let me say this one more time. It's the Cleveland Browns, okay? Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. The Cleveland Browns have been terrible. Well, sorry, they weren't terrible when they had Baker Mayfield and then decided to get rid of him for some dumb reason, but we're not going to get in there right now. That's a whole other story for another day. And, I think it's an okay move. What other coaching hires are we forgetting here? I'm trying to think of some other coaching hires that we got. We got Mike McCarthy. We got, Todd Monken.
Oh, for the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
C+.
Yeah, I would say a C+ too. It's a meh hire. Like, if you're a Browns fan, all you say is like meh, right? Like, who? I mean, they could have gotten Tomlin. They could have gotten, you know, they could have gotten anybody better than Todd Monken, right? I think Todd Monken was just kind of like a lazy hire. They just, you know, he did good with Harbaugh. Oh, he's going to be good, you know, like that. But, it's an okay hire. I mean, I don't think it's a flashy hire, but it's fine.
Robert Saleh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I'm going to say B. I think that's a good hire for the Titans. And you know what's an even better hire? Him hiring Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator. I think that's a great move. I think it'll be interesting to see how him and Cam Ward can do next year with Brian. I mean, don't you think Brian Daboll going to the Titans is a good thing?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? The former Giants head coach and the former Jets head coach are going to be reunited. Isn't that kind of crazy? How the former Jets and the Giants head coach are going to be on the same team together? But like I said, Brian Daboll is meant to be an offensive coordinator. And I think Robert Saleh bringing that defensive minded to that team is exactly what they need. I assume Robert Saleh will call plays for the Titans. And obviously Brian Daboll is going to call plays for the offense. So Robert Saleh calling plays for the defense, that's a great hire. Brian Daboll calling plays for the Titans? Dang, Titans? They ain't messing around. They are not messing around. If I'm a Titans fan, I'm really happy right now. I'm happy that we hired Brian Daboll and we hired Robert Saleh because, you know, Robert Saleh is a defensive-minded coach and Brian Daboll is an offensive-minded coach. So you put those two together, you know, in a good division where you have the Colts, you have the Texans, you have the Jaguars. It'd be interesting to see how they do. And if I'm the NFL, I'm looking out for Cam Ward and I'm looking out for Brian Daboll, and I'm looking out for Robert Saleh. So,
do they have a top pick?
I don't know if they do. They had Cam Ward, obviously, last year. But, it's a good time in the NFL to be head coach. And Super Bowl is upon us. Isn't the Pro Bowl this week? I'm not watching that crap again. I'm not watching that. It's a joke. Football. It's a joke,
and then they
man.
Got, like, the skills competition.
It's just a joke. I'm not going to watch it, dude. Actually, I think the Pro Bowl starting tomorrow. I will not be able to watch it because I'll be watching my Waukee Northwest Wolves beat the heck out of the Waukee Warriors. Let's go, Wolves, baby. Wolves forever and always. It will forever, always be Wolves on here. And I think I've made Jaden Park a Wolves fan on here. You know, we took Jaden to a game, Waukee Northwest versus Dowling. I've told Jaden, I think he's a good luck charm. I mean, I really do. We had never beaten Dowling before in our history, and you were at the game, and they won. So, is it a coincidence or I don't know. But Jaden, I think you need to come to more games. We need to get you to some more games this year, man. I think that you're a good luck charm for us. And if you're going to the game, Wolves fans, have fun. Cheer on our Wolves loud. We need all the support that we can get because we need to show these people out here who the best team is. We obviously know who the better team is. It's the Waukee Northwest Wolves. We beat them last time. We're going to beat them again. I have no doubt about that. Let's go, Wolves, baby. Wolves by 20. Let's get that W. Next topic we got to address. Kansas basketball. Did you watch Darren Peterson versus A.J. DeBonza?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Darren Peterson scored 18 points in the first half. He didn't even play in the second half, and he still outscored A.J. DeBonza. A.J. DeBonza had 17 points. Darren Peterson scored 18 points in one half, and he still played a better game. He did. For any of you Kansas basketball fans out there, Darren Peterson is by far the better prospect. A.J. DeBonza is nowhere even close to Darren Peterson. And I don't want to hear, A.J. just had a bad game. So what? Darren Peterson played better. Darren Peterson is a better player. He showed why. He scored more points in one half than A.J. DeBonza did in two and the whole entire game. And A.J. DeBonza played two halves. Kansas basketball.
Richie Saunders.
Dude, Who? Why are we letting some random white guy shoot a threes on us? I don't get why, man. Right? Like, I don't understand. I kept telling my parents, I was like, why are we letting this random white guy shoot on us? Like, who? Who is Richie Saunders? Who? I've never heard of that dude before. That dude looks like he should be working at like a McDonald's or something in Provo, Utah. Like, Kansas still got a victory, but, you know, it's going to be close like that. And speaking of Kansas, they play tonight at 8, right back again on the road. They play tonight against Texas Tech at 8 o'clock, on the road. And, you know your boy Ben is going to be watching. Come on now. I'm not going to be missing my Kansas Jayhawks. And, but 8 o'clock against Texas Tech, it's going to be a hard game. I mean, Texas Tech is ranked pretty high. And
they got JT Toppin.
Yeah. Jesus, how many years has he been in college? My Lord.
Too many.
You know what, Jaden? Here's what annoys me. Did you see what Amari Bailey did?
Yeah. He's already played 10 games in the NBA.
This is the stuff that annoys me.
He play with, like, Bronny at Sierra Canyon?
Yeah. This is what NIL has done to the sport. And it annoys the crap out of me because this is what NIL has done to our sport. You have these guys, Charles Bedico, whatever that guy's name is. He was in the G League this year, comes back to Alabama, right? Comes back to Alabama from the G League because the NCAA let him come back. This is what NIL is doing to our sport. NIL is ruining college basketball. It's ruining college athletics. You see it all around college sports, and it's ruining it. It is. I mean, don't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, the NCAA cannot point at the fingers at anybody. The NCAA needs to stop pointing the fingers at anybody else and pointing at the... Sorry. The NCAA needs to stop pointing the fingers at everybody else but point them at themselves. Because this is what they did. When you made NIL legal, this is the cost because of it. This is the cost because of it. And you have these players, these 25-year-old, for God's sake, these 26-year-old players coming back to college and who have already been in the NBA, been in G League before. This is what NIL has done to the sport that I love. And it's sad, it's embarrassing, and it's not healthy for the sport. It's not. And the NCAA, don't point the finger at anybody else but yourself. You did this to yourselves. When you made NIL legal, this is the cost because of it. And it's annoying the crap out of me. I'm tired of seeing Amari Bailey is trying to come back to college. He's going to hire a lawyer. Like, that's the stuff to me that doesn't make sense. And did you hear what John Calipari said about all this stuff? I don't forget what he said, but he's like, why is a 26-year-old coming into college and doing this? Why are we having these 25, 26-year-olds coming into college? And I agree with him 100%. Like, why is this happening? This is what NIL, Jaden, I've told you, NIL is ruining the sport, and this is the cost because of it. The NCAA, don't point the fingers at anybody else. Don't point the fingers at the players. Don't point it at the referees. Don't point it at the coaches. Point it at yourselves, because this is what you did when you made NIL legal, and this is what the price of it is. It is. I mean, as much as people don't want to admit it, that's what's... When people that are for NIL, there's goods and bads of NIL, right? What NIL should be. Hey, you're on an ad. Like, you know when Caitlin Clark is on the State Farm ads? That's NIL.
Yeah.
Or hey, you do community service. It's supposed to be called name, image, and likeness. Your name, you know, if you go out in public and if you do community service, that's what NIL is. That's what it should be. Or hey, when Caleb Williams was on Fansville for Dr. Pepper, that's what NIL is supposed to be. NIL is not, oh, come here, we'll give you $1,000 to come here and play. That's not what it is, and that's what it's becoming. And it's frustrating because there's no loyalty. There isn't. Look at Cohen Entringer for Iowa. He said he was going to come back to school, and then dude just leaves in the portal. Like, it's frustrating, Jaden, and it should be frustrating for you too because you can't trust anybody. And if I'm a coaches, I'm scared. I'm scared because I don't know who to trust. Right? This guy says he was coming back, Cohen Entringer, and he doesn't come back. He enters a portal. And it's so frustrating to me because our favorite players are leaving the portal just for money. And I was listening to the WhatsApp walk-ons the other day, and Logan Jones is on there. By the way, great player. Great podcast. Logan Jones said, I didn't go to Iowa for the money. I went to Iowa because I love it. And he... Tyler Coover, we both know Tyler Coover, great podcaster. He was a long snapper at Iowa, former Iowa player. He said, like, Logan, did any schools come and contact you? And he said, look, man, I don't play for the money. I play because I love it so much. And I agree with that 1,000%. If you truly love the game, whatever sport you're playing, basketball, football, baseball, whatever college sport you're playing, if you truly love the game, you wouldn't go for the money. You wouldn't play for the money. And you wouldn't. You know, and like my older brother, he's a sophomore in high school. And if what I were to tell him was, hey, Charlie, don't go somewhere because of the money. Go where you best fit, right? Go somewhere where you know that you're going to play right away, right? And can you imagine being a I think this was Nick Saban that said this. Could you imagine going into a kid's living room, a 17-year-old kid's living room, sitting down there as a coach, and first thing his mom and dad says, how much are you willing to pay? How much are you willing to pay my son? Could you imagine being a coach and the recruit's parents telling that to you? I would not know what to think. I would just sit there.
I'd just walk out.
I would walk out too. I would be like, see you. I'm leaving. You are not coming to my school. If you want to play for the money, you can go somewhere else. You're not coming to my school. But Jaden, it's just so frustrating. And I think at Iowa they do a good job of loyalty. You know, I think like Ava Hyden that this year, she's going to get a crap ton of money because she's a good player. Trevor Lauca on the football team for Iowa probably got paid a bunch of money. But you know why? They wanted to come back because you know why? Because they love the sport of football. They want to stay here at Iowa and they want to stay loyal to Kirk because I've been critical on Kirk, but I will give him credit. He was able to get Trevor Lauca back. He was able to get Cade Pieper back, who's going to switch to center. And he was able to – I'm usually hard on Portal Kirk. But guess what? Kirk went out and he got guys of need. And this year's portal class is probably going to be one of the best of all time. But Jaden, I'm going to say this before and I'm going to say it again. It's hurting the sport of college athletes. And there's just no loyalty. And I'm like, it's sad to see, right? And these guys, can you imagine a kid my age? I'm 18 years old. I turn 19 here in about a month. Can you imagine 18-year-old kid getting paid a crap ton of money to play? I couldn't even imagine what that's like. And, it's just, NIL has ruined our sport, and it's just, there's no loyalty, man, and I'm very disappointed in the way that it's gone, but, yeah, and speaking of that, did I tell you that Peyton McCollum is done for the year? My former classmate, Go Wolves, baby, my former classmate, Peyton McCollum, who was only there for 1 year, I think he, so on the injury, you know how they have like an injury update every game. So for the one against Purdue, I looked at it and he was the only one that was on there. Said out for season. I was like, okay, I wonder what he did. It was probably in practice or something because he doesn't play in the games. And I don't really know if Ben McCollum has really said what his son Peyton did, but Peyton's a great dude. Was a great player for Northwest, and it was unfortunate he was only there for 1 year because Peyton did a lot for us for Northwest, and I wish Peyton nothing but the best. I hope for that, Peyton, that you get better and that you rest up and that you know you get better, man, because you're a great player. And hopefully to see you get in next year for some playing time. And
so does he get like his year back eligibility?
Hopefully that he redshirts because I mean, he's not gonna. Even before his injury, he wasn't really playing a whole lot. But like Ben said, like he doesn't like to redshirt people. I don't know why. He just doesn't like to redshirt people, but. You know Trevin Urich from Valley? They should redshirt him.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't really... He played yesterday against Oregon, but they were up by a lot. That was toward the end, but... Yeah, man. But yeah, the Darren Peterson versus AJ Devonja matchup is like... Remember when... I'm gonna say this before I'm going to say it again, and you can have your disagreements. There will never be another Kevin Durant again in college basketball. Mm-hmm. There won't be. Cooper Flagg was good. Zion was good as a freshman. But Kevin Durant, let me say this one more time. Kevin Durant dropped 24 points in the first half at Allen Fieldhouse in 2007. Let me say that one more time. Kevin Durant dropped 24 points in the first half. In the first half against Kansas. There will never be another Kevin Durant again. There won't be. Kevin Durant's one of my favorite players of all time. I think he is my favorite player of all time. And if you're a real Kevin Durant fan, you've watched the movie Thunderstruck. Have you seen the movie Thunderstruck with Kevin Durant? I love that movie. I like to watch that sometimes. It's a very good movie. And that came out in 2012 when Prime KD was still on the team. But there just won't be. I mean, Cooper Flagg was good. I'm not trying to hate on him. Zion was good, obviously. But there just won't ever be another Kevin Durant. And who would you rather have? Who do you think had a better freshman season? Zion or Cooper Flagg? That's hard.
I would say Zion.
Yeah, I would too. Just a little bit better. I mean, Cooper Flagg was a great player. Don't get me wrong. But you know, Cooper Flagg was actually supposed to be in my class, but class 205, and he reclassified to 2026. He's actually older than me. He was born in 2000. He was born in December of 06, and I was born in March of 07. So but I know some people that I know some people that are older than him, which is kind of, and I'm actually older than the Boozer twins. Boozer twins, I think they're actually kind of old. They're young for their grade. They were born in July of 07. Most kids in my grade were either born in 06 or 07. And so yeah, man, it's Did you see Cameron Clark made her debut on? Yeah. I don't really watch NBA, but I saw snippets of Cameron Clark on
NBC.
It was Reggie. But remember what Reggie Moore said? I'm the third best shooter.
Yeah.
He's actually the second. He's a better shooter than Tyrese Haliburton. I think he was just being a little generous because, you know, he wanted to. It goes Cameron Clark, Reggie Moore, then Tyrese Haliburton. He said, I'm the third best shooter to ever come out of the state of Indiana. Reggie, first of all, you're the second best shooter, okay? And I think Reggie Miller, where would you rank Reggie Miller in terms of shooters of all time? Obviously, Curry's the best shooter of all time, period. Do you think Reggie Miller's a better shooter than Ray Allen? I think Ray Allen's better.
I'd put him third.
Yeah, I would too. I think it goes Curry, obviously, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller. Who would you put up there then? I mean, that's kind of a toss-up. You got James Harden, who's good. Kyle Korver's up there. Dame Lillard, Steve Nash.
Like Dame, maybe Clay.
Oh, yeah. Prime Clay was, oof. I'm going to stop Prime Clay. But
James Harden.
Yeah,
didn't
Harden.
James Harden get like, isn't he like fourth now all the time?
I think he is, but nobody will catch Curry. I don't think anybody will get Curry. I think his record will stand for, and the best James Harden plays, so I don't think he will play. Unless he plays, so he's like 50 years old, which he's not going to, but I just don't think Curry's record will ever be broken. I don't think we'll ever see. Just like with Kevin Durant, we'll never, ever, ever see another Steph Curry again. We won't. The things that Steph Curry does on the floor, nobody else is doing. I know you're a big LeBron guy, but we don't see LeBron doing that, right? I mean, I'm not trying to hate, but we just don't don't see LeBron doing that. I mean, but you know what we have next week? Duke versus North Carolina on Saturday. It's going to be crazy. Let me tell you. The Boozer Twins versus Caleb Wilson in Chapel Hill. Sign me up for that. I might watch a little bit of that game. Just to, you know, see, you know, the rivalry. But two teams that I hate the most. I hate Duke a little more just because of, you know, they still recruit from Kansas. Zion was like this close to going to Kansas. I remember when Zion was on a visit to Kansas and he was sitting front row. Going to Kansas, I was like, all right, come on, we got to get Zion. And of course he goes to Duke and he balls out. And speaking of Kansas, did you see Paul Pierce was at the game with Mr. Taylen Kinney and Tyron Stokes? They were there, and Paul Pierce was recruiting Tyron Stokes pretty hard, and as he should, because Paul Pierce is a diehard Jayhawk fan, proud player of that organization, of that team. And if I'm Paul Pierce, I'm doing everything I can to try to get Tyron Stokes to come to Kansas. And if I'm Taylen Kinney, I'm doing everything I can to try to get Mr. Tyron Stokes to come to Kansas. You know, there's no place like Kansas, right? And if Paul Pierce will tell you that, all the guys will tell you that. There is no place like Kansas. And did you see the amount of NBA GMs that were in that attendance for the camp? I saw like Sean Marks was in attendance, like the Hawks GM, the Hornets GM. I don't know how many GMs, but there was like Sean Marks for the Nets, the Atlanta Hawks GM. I think I don't know if Mark Cuban was there. I don't think he was. But a lot of NBA GMs were in sight, and they were there to see Mr. Darren Peterson. Show why he's the number one pick. He scored more points in one half than AJ scored in the whole entire game. And he didn't even play that second half. He played like 3 minutes. And Bryson Tiller, what a game he had. 21 points. I think Bryson Tiller is going to be really, really good for Kansas. And if you're thinking of Bryson Tiller the rapper, no, we're not talking about him. We're talking about Bryson Tiller. There's a guy on Kansas named Bryson Tiller who is 6'11". I don't know how much he weighs, but I think he was in he was class of 2024, but he redshirted last year. But he actually might have been class of 2025. I don't remember, but doesn't matter. He was a great. I mean, he played well. I mean, now they're right back at it again against TCU, and that's the Big 12. You know, the Big 12 is like the SEC of football. Every single game, you're going to get everybody's best shot to win. And Jaden, we're already in February already, dude. This is crazy. How? How are we in February already? I remember when you were in August and we were already getting here. Like, bro, how? I just don't I don't know how we're in February, dude. You know what? You know what's in a month, Jaden? March Madness. March Madness is in a month. Can you believe that?
Crazy.
We're going to be picking our brackets. We're going to be picking our champions. We're going to be, you know, do bracketology, by the way, on your... How many brackets do you usually do a year? Like, I do like 2 to 3.
Like, 4.
Dude, you can do up to 20. Yeah, how do you do 25 brackets, bro? Like, how? I just don't understand, like, how people can manage that much brackets. But, yeah, man, it's crazy. So... We haven't talked about this in a while. How are your Lakers doing, Jaden? How are you guys?
They just got beat by the Knicks.
Did they play on Sunday night? On Sunday night basketball?
Like the Caitlin Clark one. She was.
Oh yeah, that was at the Garden. Yeah.
They got beat by the Knicks.
Was LeBron playing?
Yeah.
How much did he? How many points did he drop?
22. Luka had 30, 15, and 8. Luka be dropping like prime.
How has he not won one MVP yet? I don't understand.
He had like 37, 11, and 13 last
game. I love Jokic. But he's won too many MVPs, right? Yeah, I still think Jokic is the best player in the league, but Luka's got to win at least one MVP before he retires. I mean, he has to. I mean, who else did Austin Reeves do good?
He didn't play yet.
He's
supposed to be back this week.
I feel like when LeBron plays, Austin Reeves is hurt. When Austin Reeves plays, LeBron is hurt.
They only played like 5 games together this season.
That's crazy. But who's your favorite player on the... Did Bronny play at all, or is he still in the G League? Or?
I think he's in the G League. I think he's on the two-way.
What does two-way even mean? Like, I've seen people like...
So he's like... He signed with the Los Angeles
Lakers.
Because
I saw, like, Luka Garza got a two-way contract
It's a two-way, so, like, he signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, but they can put him down to the G League, but he's still, like, on the NBA.
So, like, he can call them up whenever they want?
Like, if they need someone, like, say, LeBron and Luka's out, and they need to call someone up, they can call Bronny up.
Hmm. Because I saw Luka Garza sign a two-way with when he was with the Timberwolves, he signed a two-way contract. So, like, let's say Karl Anthony Towns about to get hurt or Gobert. They could just call him up whenever.
I think he goes to both games, but, like, he prioritizes the NBA games first.
Yeah.
So, like, he would sit there, but then if, like, he has an off day and the NBA team doesn't play, they need to go down to the G League.
I think the G League is good for Bronny. I think that's the right speed for Bronny. I think it's, you know, I think it's good for Bronny to adjust to the NBA game, right? Because let's not forget, he's still a college kid, right? He's still adjusting to the college game. And, you know, it's just still crazy to me. Bronny was born LeBron's second year in the league. Like, LeBron is younger than my parents. He's actually my aunt's age. My aunt is 41. He has a 21-year-old son. That's crazy. It's reality, but I mean, it's crazy. But but like I said, I think G League is good for Bronny. It's what Bronny needs. It, you know, Bronny needs to learn to get NBA speed, and I think G League is perfect for him because, you know, he didn't play a full season in college, right? He was hurt. But I think, like you said, I think G League is perfect for him. It will get him up to speed. It'll get him ready for the NBA game. And I just think Bronny needs time, right? I think don't get me wrong, he's a great player. But I just think he needs more time to adjust, right? And I think the G League is perfect spot for him. I think that's what Bronny needs. And not trying to hate on Bronny, but dude, do you think, how is Bryce James doing? Isn't he hurt?
No, he's not playing. Like, he doesn't get into games.
Maybe he'll transfer to Akron.
They're like the number one team in the nation.
Yeah, they are, dude. That Arizona, but Koa Pete, dude, that team is going crazy right now, dude. That was they could win the national championship.
Kansas played them yet?
No, but they're going to. That's gonna be when I don't know if they play them at Allen Fieldhouse, but whenever they do play them, it's gonna be a very hard, very tough game for Kansas. And yeah, man, it's did you see DeAndre Hunter is going to some other team?
Yeah, he got traded to the Kings.
Dude, I had good thoughts for him. Like, when he got drafted out of Virginia, I thought he was going to be the next great power forward, and he didn't pan out well, and it's just...
Where did he go first?
He was always with the Hawks. He got drafted by the Hawks.
And then he went to the Cavs. He got traded to the Cavs, like, mid-season.
See, why do you think he didn't work out with them? Do you just think they didn't use him well? Or, I mean, when you have Trae Young, it's kind of hard to like.
It's just like you're like have a bad fit. Like,
yeah, kind of like a Sam Darnold with the Jets. Yeah, like
Sam Darnold, like Tyrese with the Kings. Like, he was all right with the Kings, but like,
I think people forget Tyrese was with the Kings, but he was there.
Or like James Harden with the Thunder. Like, he couldn't.
That wasn't like a bad fit. Yeah. It was just an okay fit. Like, But
like James Harden wouldn't be James Harden if he was still on the Thunder.
Oh, 100%. No, he wouldn't be. 100%. Because he finally got a chance to... Well, he started on the Thunder, but he finally got a chance to be like a superstar. Yeah. You know, not like be with KD own, and Russell Westbrook. Team. And yeah, he kind of had his own team, right? He wasn't overshadowed by KD, Serge Ibaka, Russell Westbrook, KP, Kendrick Perkins. And yeah, man, it's... have you ever seen the movie Hustle?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a while, but... which brother is that? Is that Juancho or is that Willie Hernan Gomez? I forget which.
Juancho.
That is? That's him? That the one that... See, that's the movie that kind of made him, like... People knew... I knew who he was, but, like, that's just the movie that kind of, like, hey, people are going to, you know, watch you more. They're going to think of you more because you were in this movie, right? And that's another good Adam Sandler sports movie. I think Longest Yard is a good sports movie of his. I'm trying to think of another sports movie. Oh, Waterboy, obviously. Can't forget about obvious Waterboy.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 was the worst film of 2025 I think I've ever seen. Like, I'm not trying to hate on him, but like, don't you feel like Adam Sandler movies these days are just not the same? Like, they're just messed up plot lines. Like, the cameos are not, like, the amount of cameos in that movie, like, Travis Kelce was in that movie, like, it just was weird. I feel like Adam Sandler doesn't feel like he has to make any more good movies anymore because, like, he's already made a lot, but I just feel like he doesn't... I'm not going to say he's kind of lazy, but he thinks that his movies don't have to be as good because, like, he's already made a lot, but, yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 made no sense. And why did it take him 30 years to make a new movie? Like, I just don't get it. Why? They could have made one in 1998, but, I mean... And how does his wife just die out of sudden, like, in the movie? Like, they never really explain how she died.
She just gets domed by a golf ball.
Yeah, she just hit... Oh, boom, I get hit with the golf ball, I'm dead. Like, that doesn't really make any sense to me, like, how she just dies, but, you know what? You know, they were going to have Carl Weathers in that movie until he died. Adam Sandler said, we were going to have Carl in that movie, and then he ended up dying, which it would have been cool to see Carl Weathers in that movie because, rest in peace, you know, everybody knows him from Rocky and Creed, obviously. So, yeah. Speaking of that, who do you think would win? We've had Tony. What's that guy's name? Chris? We've had Chris on here to discuss who he thinks will win. Chris, if you guys want to have Chris on again, we will have Chris on. Chris is... I think the fans like Chris, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think everybody loves Chris. Chris is a... Chris, if you listen to this, we love you, man. You're a day oneer, and the fans love you, you know? The fans want to hear from you, you know? You're great. Dallas, Texas is own, you know? And who do you think would win? Creed or Rocky in a fight? Who do you... I want to know you. I think Rocky would win. I think it'd be close, but I think... Do you think Muhammad Ali would win or Mike Tyson?
Muhammad Ali. I think he's a little, like, outdated. Like, he's not...
Mike Tyson?
No, Muhammad Ali. Like, he's outdated. He's back in time. Like, Mike Tyson would know better. He would do better. But I feel like Muhammad Ali would pull it out.
I mean, I don't know, but... Dude, that tattoo that Mike Tyson has is still crazy. Remember when... In the Hangover, when Sue tried to get the tattoo, he's like, oh my gosh. But, yeah, man, I think it'd be close. I think it'd be a very close fight. But are you a big WWE fan at all? Or, speaking of that, did you see former Iowa player Ettore Ewen retired from WWE? Big E? He retired. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He retired. But, You know what I love from him? You know what he needs to do for Iowa? He needs to do their intro video. He's a guy that will get the fans hyped up. Him and George Kittle will get all the... Remember what George Kittle...
Isn't that the guy that's like always at the game?
Yeah, he does. Like the Poncheros section. Thing? Yeah.
It's like the time to pump it up.
Yeah. They need to have him in their intro video. They need to say, Iowa fans, here's your team. They're like, that needs to be him. Him and George Kittle. Remember what George Kittle did in 2019? The intro video, they need to have Big E do that. I want to hear Big E. I love Big E. He gets the fans hyped up, right? He gets the fans, you know, he didn't really, here's a fun fact. He didn't really play at Iowa that much, but, yeah, I think, for him, right, you know, it's always, it was cool because to see his experiences and who he played with at Iowa, but, yeah, man, I want to see Big E. Big E, man.
Did he win anything? Did he win a championship?
He might have won a couple, but yeah, Big E. We need to get you to do some Iowa intro videos because you'd be very good at it. You get the fans hyped up. You know what we'd have Big E do? We need to have him lead the team out of the tunnel every single game. That needs to be Big E, and he says, like The Rock, here come your Iowa Hawkeyes football team. Like, we need to have him do that, right? That needs to be him. Big E gets me hyped up. He gets the fans hyped up, and that's what the fans want to hear. They want to have a hype guy that can get the fans hyped up. And yeah, man, exciting times here for sure. And yeah, man, I it's just I promised this guy I'd get him a shout out. This guy wanted me to get him a shout out. Vivek Kathori. He wanted me to get him a shout out. I'm going to do it right now. I ran with his older brother, actually, in cross country, Sarang Kathori. Great teammate of mine. Was a great dude for me. I learned a lot from Sarang. And I was actually on Team Sarang for 1 year. So in cross country, we had like these like teams that we were on, right? So like each person was on a team, right? And we so it'd be senior leaders, right? These senior leaders, they would have their own teams. And they'd pick, so Coach Nielsen would pick four, or we would vote for four seniors every year on a team. And we would get on a team. And unfortunately, my senior year, I did not get picked to be a senior captain. I wish I would have been. So there was four captains every year, right? And one, it might have been my sophomore year. I was on Sarang's team. And, yeah, Sarang is, one of my, a good teammate of mine, you know, someone who I learned a lot from. And, yeah, so, yeah, man, if you, that's how I got Jaden, but, yeah. Go Wolves, baby. I want all you Wolves fans to listen to this. I want you guys to be loud. I want you guys to cheer loud. I want you guys to show Milwaukee who the better team is. We all know who the better team is. I'm going to take my Wolves by 20. You know I'm never picking against my Wolves. Let's go Wolves, baby. Wolves up, baby. I think we'll win by 20. We're going to show those Warrior fans who the better team is. Come on now. We're the better team, Jaden. We're not losing to Milwaukee. We're not traveling 2 minutes away to lose to Milwaukee on the road. Come on now, man. That's ridiculous. We are not losing to Milwaukee. But hopefully that Mr. Jaden Park can tune in and watch the game. Do you have work tomorrow? Or?
Yeah. What time is the game?
Well, the girl starts at 6:15. And the boy starts at 7:45. So if you have a chance, tune into the game because it will be a very, very good game. And I hope that you tune into it. And, you know, watch my Wolves come out with the victory. Always. And Kansas plays tonight at 8 o'clock against Texas Tech on the road. Go Jayhawks. Hopefully they get a win. Iowa men's next game is against Washington at 10 o'clock. I will fortunately not be watching that game because that is too late for me, for Mr. Ben. Whenever I have this rule, whenever I'm tired, I just go to sleep, dude. I think the latest I think I've ever stayed up was probably New Year's in 12 o'clock. But, yeah, let's go Wolves, baby. And the wrestling season. You know, my brother is a wrestler. The wrestling season's coming to an end here, Jaden. We're going to be right into track season before you know it. My younger brother, he does wrestling, and his wrestling season is done. But he still, like, goes with the, you know, like, he'll have state. He'll travel with them, but yeah. He won't actually, like, he might wrestle a couple matches. But, yeah, we're getting toward the end of some seasons here, man. And a couple seasons we'll be starting up here. And
when is state?
I think February, I don't even know, February sometime, but yeah, Iowa women play next on Thursday. Who do they play, Jaden? Who do the Iowa women play next? They play Minnesota on Thursday. What time do they play at? The Iowa women game will be at, let's see here. The Iowa women will play at on Thursday. They play at Thursday, February 5th at 6 o'clock. So, Iowa women against Minnesota at home at Carver. I'll be watching that game, obviously. And, yeah, man, when your Lakers play next? We'll have to let people know when the Lakers are playing.
I don't even think people want to watch them anymore.
Nah, probably.
When they play tomorrow.
Who they play against?
The Nets.
Nets are terrible. They should win that game.
They should blow them out.
They should, but
gonna,
it's the NBA.
They're probably make it close.
What's the Nets record? I assume they're
13-35.
Ooh. Jeez, man, they're terrible. They haven't been good since KD, Kyrie, and Harden.
They just lost by 53 to the Pistons.
To the Pistons?
Yeah, the Pistons are number
okay,
one
Pistons
in the
are
East.
Getting better, yeah. Though. But, yeah, but the old Pistons were bad. But, yeah, man, exciting times here for Northwest and exciting times here at DMAC. And we're cranking out stories for you guys. You know, every day we're if you want to come join the Chronicle, come join the Chronicle, man. We'd love to have you. And if you have ideas about sports things or whatever, come on in. Building 5. Right when you walk in, it says the Krampus Chronicle right on the door. That is us. Come in, and we're cranking out stories for you guys. We've had new staff join us. We love the new staff, right? You know, those guys are cool. And if you guys actually listen to, we had, what was the guy's name that you interviewed the president with? James or whatever? James and Jaden had a great interview with our interim president. It was good, and hopefully that you guys listen to it. And, yeah, man, let's have a good week, and yeah, man, that's all I got for us today. So, all
right.
And got to promote the socials here. You want to promote the socials here?
Find our website, CambridgeChronicleNews.com.
Yep.
Find us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle.
Yep.
If you want to join us, like Ben said, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
We'd love to have you guys. We'd love to have you.
See you guys on the next podcast.
Time. Peace.